Evan heard a pickset scratching at the front lock of his Tarzana safe house. When the door swung open, a cold, hard light fell across the bungalow, and his pupils contracted. The glare made his brain ache. He had his Aries 1911 raised and aimed, but was not as surprised as he'd have thought to see Joey stride inside, her angry walk with her Doc Martens stomping out ahead of her. The diamond pendant glinted at her chest, a concession to the elegant, striking a contrast with her flannel and scowl, both oversize.
"What the Kentucky fried fuck?" she said.
He lowered the pistol.
"Language."
His voice was cracked and desiccated. She threw something at him. It struck his chest, not gently, and fell into his lap. His roam zone.
"You're not allowed to just disappear and not have the Nowhere Man phone on you," she said. "What if someone needed you and you didn't answer?"
Though she'd violently healed the door shut behind her, he could still feel the after effect of the blast of daylight, an ice pick through his corneas. He shifted on the couch, his boot knocking over an empty bottle of Ciroc. It rattled noisily on the hardwood, describing an excruciatingly lethargic arc across the floor to stop at Joey's feet. She looked down at it, as if that just said it all. Maybe it did. Her hands were on her hips, rarely a good sign.
"It's not just you, you know. You have responsibilities to people, okay?"
The alcohol was wearing off, leaving a dull ache in Evan's cranium. He'd vomited once cleanly last night, the kind of avian regurgitation when the booze hits bottom and your stomach says nope and sends it right back out in the form it came in. He lifted his chin slightly to indicate the refrigerator.
"Saline, IV."
When she walked to the kitchen, her boots knocked the floor with slightly less vehemence, promising development. She poked through the takeout by the sink.
"You," she said, "left shit on the counter. Isn't that like one of the signs of the apocalypse?"
She was joking, but the tremor of concern in her voice betrayed her.
"And besides, you shouldn't use plastic straws."
She held up the offending utensil. The throbbing in his head intensified. It came in the bag.
"As a proper Lalalandian, you should get your own, you know, made out of bamboo or steel so you don't, like, strangle turtles."
"It came in the takeout bag," he repeated. "What was I supposed to do? Bring in a straw-sniffing canine?"
"Just look in the bag," she said angrily. "Take it out."
"I'll send a check to the Turtle Anti-Strangulation League."
"Is that a thing?"
"No,"